So you're looking for an unusual place to spend your summer holiday? Here's an idea. How about visiting Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear accident? Unlikely you've been there, done that. When a reactor exploded at Chernobyl in 1986, it sent plumes of radioactive material across Europe. Chernobyl is still largely off limits, but the Ukrainian disaster zone has been turned into something of a tourist destination. For about $200, you can sign up online for a tour. Last year, Chernobyl attracted 5,000 visitors. The World's Jason Margolis recently signed on for the tour, and he sent us this report.
I'm joined on my tour by four Americans and a Brit in a minivan, a family of three from New Hampshire and two recent college graduates. We make small talk and joke about the idiocy of exposing ourselves to radiation.
Or like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles also, they became, because they were in a pile of radioactive stuff, yeah.
I'm the most paranoid or cautious member of the group. I'm already planning to throw away my shoes after the tour. Darwin Niles, the father from New Hampshire, tells me not to worry.
We've been assured it's quite safe, so...
Who assured you?
The tour group.
After about 2 hours of driving, we make it to the exclusion zone, an 18-mile ring around the Chernobyl reactor. Ukrainian officers stop our van and ask for documentation. A few minutes later, we're shepherded into a small building where we meet our guide, Yuri. He works for the Ukrainian Ministry of Emergencies.
As for exclusion zone, it was established in 1986 after the accident on the reactor unit number 4.
He quickly goes over the history of the disaster in 1986, breezing through information about isotopes, security, and government planning. He does slow down to tell me he's annoyed I'm recording.
What for are you recording?
Apparently nobody mentioned a reporter would be on the tour.
It's a radio or what's it?
Radio.
After a few minutes, Yuri hands us one single sheet of paper and tells us to learn the tour rules.
Please read, and you should sign, write your family name and sign on the back side.
The six of us crowd around.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch any vegetation or structures.
We sign. Then we pile back in the car and start the tour. Yuri points out the sights. The driver slows down at a desolate field.
Houses here were highly contaminated. That's why in 1991, administration of the exclusion zone made decision to bury this village.
Then we see the nuclear reactors in the distance.
If you wish, you can go outside to make pictures, will you?
We step outside and Yuri gets out a device that measures radiation.
Let's see, it's 84, 89 to 1. And actually, this is the zone of active decontamination. In 1986, it was very high. Nobody measured in micro. In those times, they were Röntgens. And 1 milliröntgen Röntgen consists of 1,000 micro.
I don't understand anything he's just said. Luckily, one of the group is a PhD student in physics. She assures us the measurements are good news. As long as we don't roll around in the grass and eat berries, we'll be fine. We get back in the car, then we drive to within 100 yards of Reactor 4. That's the reactor that exploded 22 years ago. The Soviets built a massive shell around it to keep radiation from leaking out. Today, the Ukrainians are starting to build an even larger tomb for a tighter seal. So far, to be honest, the tour has been fairly underwhelming. Our guide seems bored, and he's a bit boring. Then we enter Pripyat, the small company town adjacent to the reactor.
Now we are on the central street. And actually, this town before the accident was really beautiful. It was new and modern city, and actually, it was used like a model of the Soviet town.
We get outside and walk around.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's like a scene from a science fiction movie. The buildings are still standing, but the windows are broken and the paint has peeled. Plants, weeds, and moss have taken over the streets and buildings. We all suddenly become National Geographic photographers, documenting this abandoned civilization.
That's the photograph of the century.
What is that?
That doll.
This photo captures what happened here. A family in desperate flight. A little girl has no time to turn back for her doll that has fallen from her hands. Then we see a teddy bear on the ground.
I think it's probably been there since the beginning, don't you?
I don't mean to be a wet blanket, but I suddenly remember what I've been warned about by a professor I met back in Kiev.
Now, I've heard that sometimes they put props out for sucker tourists like you and me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, even if it is a prop, it still evokes a lot of feeling in you.
Maybe, but it still feels like a cheap, unnecessary trick. The scene is powerful enough as it is. I don't need a prop to cue me how to feel. We walk around for another hour. Then the tour ends and we leave the exclusion zone. We enter a building and one by one step on a machine that measures our levels of radiation. The machine blinks green, and Yuri nods that I can go in and have lunch. We eat in silence. No small talk now. There is one footnote to this story. Officially, my tour never happened. A few days after the tour, I met with Volodymyr Holosha in Kiev. He has a long title. He's the Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Ukraine of Emergencies and Affairs of Population Protection from the Consequences of Chernobyl Catastrophe. Speaking through a translator, he tells me the Ukrainian government doesn't allow tourism to Chernobyl.
We don't have tourists coming into the area. We only allow professionals, such as scientists or journalists, so they can see what's happening. In order to get inside the exclusion zone, you need a reason. Tourism is not a reason.
But they're advertising these tours on the web. There's flyers up at hostels, and people are going for no reason other than just to see it. How are they allowed to go?
I've heard about such ads, but usually when we check, we find something of an urban legend. They don't exist.
I told him that I went on such a tour with a homemaker, an accountant, and some students. He says, that can't be. We go back and forth like this for about 5 minutes, but he assures me that tourism to Chernobyl is not possible. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis, Kiev, Ukraine.
Well, you can see for yourself. For a slideshow of Jason's visit to Chernobyl, visit theworld.org.